Palm Islanders have welcomed a court decision awarding compensation over police mistreatment after the 2004 riot on the island. That riot followed the death in police custody of Cameron Doomadgee. In the aftermath, six police conducted a pre-dawn raid on a home, a raid in which they've now been found to have assaulted and falsely imprisoned a couple. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
As her husband and children slept, Yvette Lannoy made a cup of tea. When armed police came, her offer to open the door was met by force, according to the Court of Appeal. Here, an actor reads findings by Justice Duncan McMeekin.
A deliberate decision was made to make a dawn raid on a citizen's home by armed masked men and to treat those found within as one would dangerous criminals, with no regard whatever for their dignity or rights. The imprisonment continued for days. The hurt was great.
During the police raid, a 7 months pregnant Yvette Lannoy was shouted at to lie on the ground. Her husband, David Bulsey, was dragged, handcuffed and partially clothed, onto the street and imprisoned. Their children cried and screamed. Court of Appeal Justice Roslyn Atkinson's findings are read here by an actor.
The treatment of the appellants breached their most fundamental right, the right to personal liberty.
Days earlier, David Bulsey had made an emotion-charged public speech severely criticising police for the death in custody of Cameron Doomadgee. Another man told the crowd Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley had murdered the Palm Islander. The meeting broke up and a riot ensued. After David Bulsey was arrested, he was removed from the island and spent 2 days in custody. Charges were later dropped. Police have since acknowledged that David Bulsey in fact came to their aid by disarming rioter Les Wotton, who later went to jail. Yesterday, David Bulsey and his estranged wife were awarded $235,000 for assault and false imprisonment. Justice McMeekin said,
"These basic matters are not the stuff of empty rhetoric. They are the very fabric of the freedom under the law, which is the prima facie right of every citizen and alien in this land. They represent a bulwark against tyranny."
Palm Islanders have welcomed the decision. Robert Blackley was the coordinator of the island's men's group after the riot, where he worked with David Bulsey.
So I'm pleased for David and for his ex-partner and their families. It's been a long time coming.
In your position as coordinator of the men's group after the Palm Island riots, you worked with David Bulsey, and what did you see in him then?
A lot of people, and David, without breaching his confidence, there was psychological suffering. There was symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder throughout the community.
The police union's president, Ian Leavers, stands by the officers involved.
I will say we supported the police nearly 11 years ago and we continue to support the police. There was a riot that took place. The lives of police officers were threatened and government buildings were burned down.
Have police methods in Aboriginal communities changed as a result of the riots?
Oh, no, because I believe we've always worked well within communities, but sometimes there are tipping points where things will occur. And that can be one or two individuals which may spark this, but police are not in a position where we can just walk away from communities.
Meanwhile, the officer who was acquitted of the manslaughter of Cameron Doomadgee, Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley, is currently stood down over allegations of using excessive force in an incident on the Gold Coast.
Annie Guest reporting there from Brisbane.